Boise State basketball stole the show today. Had a whole show planned to talk about some other things, and then Paris Austin decided that he's going to transfer, or at least likely to, and Chandler Hutchison to come back to Boise State. So one of the things that we had for the show today, Bob and I, we never got to, is the fact that Blaine Gabbert signed with the Cardinals, which means it brings more attention to his 49er teammate in Colin Kaepernick and the fact that he's still not on a team. Now, Kaepernick not being signed early looked fishy, but you wanted to be patient because, especially a few months ago, it was early in the offseason and the Tony Romo domino hadn't fallen yet. Well, Tony Romo has decided to retire. And then the Jay Cutler domino, we're waiting for that to fall. Jay Cutler, he also decided to retire. And then the draft happened. So now we're getting to the point where, okay, if he was going to sign, you would think it would have happened by now. And the fact that Blaine Gabbert, who got replaced by Kaepernick last year, found a way to find a home, and Colin is still available, that's when you start to really realize, all right, what's going on here? Now, throughout the months, it's just been wild to hear some of the explanations from people as to why he's not on a team, reasons why he might not be on a roster right now. And it's funny that a lot of these reasons are coming from people who didn't agree with what Kaepernick did and kind of wanted him banned in the first place. But they tried to make the talent argument. Oh, he's not good enough to be in the league. Well, we know for sure that ain't true. Blaine Gabbert signing is just one of a lot of quarterbacks in the NFL who have work, who got work this offseason, who Kaepernick, by any metric, is better than. Bad teammate. Well, I can't really say he's a bad teammate when the 49ers just last year voted him the teammate of the year. Well, he's a poor schematic fit, especially for a backup quarterback. They have to have a similar style. That just isn't true. Like Tim Tebow, for an example, was a backup that didn't fit the style of the starting quarterback, but he still got a second and third chance. And if you wanted to bring in the whole circus angle, too, about if you think Kaepernick will bring in a circus, and we'll talk about that a little bit later, but Tebow certainly was one to command a circus as well. And guess what? Tebow had a couple of chances after his Denver Broncos run to be brought into an NFL team. Oh, but he wants too much money, does Kaepernick? Well, Kaepernick said, according to Charles Robinson of Yahoo in his story, nobody's even reached out to Colin Kaepernick for money to even be a factor in the discussions. Again, to get to the point where you're negotiating money, you have to call to express interest in him, and nobody has done that yet. It's even gone to the fact that, oh, he has a vegan diet, as if Tom Brady doesn't have a very unique diet. And again, according to that story, Kaepernick's up to 230 pounds, his old playing weight, so the vegan diet thing can't be a factor anyway. And the latest was from Peter King of Sports Illustrated, a report citing anonymous GMs and executives who are saying that Colin Kaepernick isn't focused on football anymore, and the being at the Know Your Rights camp for underprivileged Bay Area kids is an explanation why he's not focused on football. As if all the NFL players this time of year aren't at the Kentucky Derby, like some of them were, or at their own charity events. So none of these reasons are really adding up. I can come up with a counterfactual for every one of these, except for the last one on the list, and that's that he protested black people getting shot by the police and has brought awareness of systemic racism by kneeling during the anthem, and that is the reason why he doesn't have a job. So if it is that last one, why is it so hard for people to admit it? And why do the people who seem to dislike him the most for the reasons behind the protest are the loudest of saying that it isn't the protest of why he doesn't have a job right now? If you don't like him protesting black people getting shot by the police and forms of racism, say that's the reason why, and that way we can talk about it. So let's talk about it. Do you know why he kneeled? Because us black people, we kept getting ignored. You didn't care when Eric Gardner was shot. You ignored when Tamir Rice was shot. Didn't care when Michael Brown was shot, or Walter Scott, or Freddie Gray, or Ezell Ford, or any of the others. And guess what? You guys probably wouldn't have cared if the next name on the list was Chris Lewis. So I appreciated that he protested in a way that people couldn't ignore, and saying that what is going on means we're failing to live up to the ideals that this anthem is supposed to represent. But even if you think kneeling is terrible, so much worse than killing innocent black people, or mass incarceration, or voter suppression, then why haven't you looked at the current situation? Kapp has spent more time in the community helping relations between the inner city and police. He's raised money and given food to the needy. He was a teammate of the year for the 49ers while being the most charitable athlete, or at least amongst them, in the NFL. Plus, he said he won't even kneel anymore. So how doesn't all of that make up for kneeling in the first place? I think it's because it's really not about kneeling. It's the fear of black empowerment that is scary to the higher-ups in the NFL. So as a black man, the thing that we find messed up in a field that is supposed to be about whether you're simply better than the next guy on the field, the player with the black empowerment message gets blackballed. And in a field where likability and respect towards others is supposed to be the most important, someone with a history of racist and sexist statements became president. That to me is scary, that in 2017, this is the current situation.